Episode commencing in 3, 2, 1. Episode initiated.
Cosmic space. The final frontier. These are the voyages of the Star Crit Peridot Peregrine. Its 5-year mission to explore Star Trek Strange New Crits. This is your captain, doomed to a comatose chair with one beep for yes and two beeps for yes, yes. Joining me are my bridge crew of mostly humans and Drew, and your players, my friends, to my far left, helping out by nursing all our wounds in the chapel. It's Jabert jabbering away as Jabram.
Jabber, jabber.
Across the digital table for me, Baby Ahura, ready to translate any language, so long as it's on his character sheet. It's Miles, make him believe as redacted.
Good evening.
To my right, Anson mounts jawline, slicing people in half like a claymore. Why, it's Tyler talking as Praetir.
Hello there.
To my immediate left, Spock being played by more and more attractive actors with each iteration. We have Drew dying to play Zilix Thel.
He's Gregory Peck's grandson.
Oh, that's crazy. I don't think I knew that. And across from him, Rebecca Romaine being a genetic freak 8 days a week. It's none other than other Rebecca rolling with Asher and Sky.
Hello.
I just realized that because we're both named Rebecca, I gave you the Rebecca Romaine.
What a coincidence.
Yeah. Speaking of genetic freaks, I was just talking to my wife about Selma Hayek doing a Sports Illustrated swimsuit at like 58. And it's like, what are these genetics? What the heck?
Yeah, she hasn't aged in about 30 years. Yeah.
She just like press pause on looking any different from really the late 90s. I feel like she was a little more baby faced with like Dusk Till Dawn, but she's looked the exact same, I feel like, my entire life.
Yeah, I just watched her run on 30 Rock, where she played one of Jack Donaghy's girlfriends. And that was like 2009.
That was 20 years ago. So yeah, that was so long ago.
It's not that long ago. It was 10 or 15.
16 years ago, bro.
It's like 2009. Oh, God.
30 Rock started in 2006. So that is 19 years ago for season one, at least.
I hate.
You hate time?
Crazy.
I cannot believe that we are.
That's like going to be on the late night.
It's Nick at Night. 30 Rock is on Nick at Night.
You mean Snick or
no,
Nick at Night?
I think Nick at Night. Yeah.
Nick at Night is the actual like after hours.
Yeah. Which, when we were growing up, there was some MASH on there. I feel like
Happy Days popped up a lot.
The ones that were always on when I watched it were Dick Van Dyke.
Dick Van Dyke was a big one.
Get Smart.
Sometimes I Love Lucy. Get Smart was definitely on there.
Yeah, this is really turning into Out of Touch to the podcast.
Andy Griffith was on there.
I don't remember Andy Griffith, but I do remember Petticoat Junction.
F Troop? You guys remember F Troop?
F Troop. Yes, F-Troop. I remember.
Yeah,
but Happy Days was very much in rotation.
I loved Happy Days.
I did too.
Have you guys noticed how candy is too sweet nowadays? Like, why are they putting so much sugar in these things?
Give me a good old fashioned Werther's, please.
I'll suck on a raisin, thank you very little.
Why get a soda when you can just drink water?
Hey, what? Speaking of being old, being ancient, I don't remember what happened last time on Cosmic Crit.
Neither do we, Patrick, so I hate to tell you.
It's the worst transition ever, but I enjoyed it. Last time on Cosmic Crit, the Viridian admin continued to explore the Galarian-facing side of Galarian's moon, looking for Speaker Krulveth. Meanwhile, the Drift Rider crew reunited in Galarian world to talk about defending the planet. Meanwhile, on the moon, the crew explore the wreckage of the Eridan's Key starship and find in its cargo hold a dead Karasha Lashuntan. But as you went to investigate, two Cryvierns attacked, being destroyed quickly by the party's crits and hits soon after. What's wrong with that last time on? This might be the most wrong because I feel like there's some I didn't even write down. There's so many wrong things. So Yeah, this is a fish in a barrel shoot. So don't mess this up.
Actually, it's called, the ship is the Golden Key, not the Eridan's Key.
Probably the hardest one on here. Way to go, Drew. That's the first thing wrong. I think there's seven things, because I was reading it, I was like, oh, that's not right either. I know.
I can see a couple other.
Yeah, there's like extra credit wrong things on here this week. Uh-oh. Uh-oh, the silence is deafening. Drew was so hot right out the gate.
I mean, I got another one right now.
Let's unfortunately. Unfortunately, that not how we're... Actually, if no one else gets one, Drew, and you can do two more, why doesn't Drew just get an episode reroll?
Oh, let's not.
I have one.
Yeah.
It's not Speaker Krolveth, it's Watcher Krolveth.
I think you're right, and I think I didn't mean to do that.
that's wrong.
That's when I was reading, I was like... No, it's not. It's not Speaker, is it? Maybe I started in on making that a wrong one, but I definitely didn't write that down. So that's an extra credit one. So there's still at least four things wrong, or wrong-ish, I guess I should say. Some of them might not be.
I guess I'm going to try to go for the low-hanging fruit.
Uh-huh.
I mean, I think we're still in the middle of combat, so I'm going to say that we didn't quickly destroy two...
Yeah. Yeah,
I think they're still very much alive.
Yeah, they're very
they're not dead, so they're very much still unalive.
They're very much still fighting you right now.
Right now, yeah.
Mm-hmm. So, could I guess one? Yeah, man. This is just style points. Yeah,
just style points. Was that a Demaelishunta instead of a Karasha?
Yeah, I believe so. I think we talked about...
We had a whole argument about whether it was a Demaia.
Well, you
or
said it was Demaia, but then you described them as short. So that's... Which is usually a Karasha, but...
Yeah, which I know. I'm so confusing.
Which is why we labeled it as a short Demaia Lashunta.
Short Demaia.
The other thing... Well, I mean, Miles, if you want to get another style, you can.
No, I'm good.
Yeah, that's what I thought. You're on the dark side of the moon, the side you've not explored yet. If you remember, the Galarian face side is the one that the Aslanti moon base was on. And
remember to sync our episode up with Wizard of Oz.
Yeah. Viridian is where the Driftrider crew reunited, not Galarian world, even though that's very confusing because the planet's new Galarian. Galarian world, I believe, is the amusement park. Andis was wearing a Galarian World sweater. So,
oh, there you go.
Can't be. What else did I see that I thought was potentially also wrong here?
I mean, you said that you said cargo hold, but we're clearly in the aft cargo hold. So I feel like...
No, it was. Oh, the Driftrider crew reuniting Galarian World and talking about defending the planet. I don't know if you guys actually ever talked about defending the planet there. I think I just made that up. So I would have accepted, I feel like, that as being wrong. Anyway, hey, look, you got an episode reroll, which is pretty good because as it stands, I think everyone except Miles has used a reroll.
Correct.
What level are we? 12? 11.
Oh,
no. Well, I have Miles and your bird still have theirs. So, but all the rest of us have not. And we are indeed starting mid-combat as the two Kraverins are still kicking. I think they are bloodied, or I should say cracked, these crystal creatures. If you recall, this one here in the middle that just got not super effectively run over by the spacewalker has absorbed the Lashuntan's body, and the one over here is basically being 1v1 by Jamfram.
Oh, he's got no eyes also.
Oh, yeah, I forgot you destroyed his eye crystals. Excellent. Okay, so we are back in combat, and I did not delete the turn order from last week to this. So first up is Zilix Thel'Drew.
All right, Zilix is going to aim at the big boy and boost and shoot.
The Mimi big boy?
The biggin. The biggin in the...
Aiming at a big boy. Mimi. So big.
22?
against EAC is a miss. Unfortunately, I don't think we got any effects on this gentleman. So episode reroll, Drew? Is that what's happening immediately?
Yeah, no, I'm just, we're gonna save it for the first roll of the entire episode. Right.
And that's your entire turn, Asher and Sky.
All right, I am going to shoot at the one that's closest to me. Can I jump back a little bit as I do so?
Yeah, that is also the one that Zelixthel just missed. You see it kind of herking and jerking its shoulders around, dodging out of the way of bullets like his Neo in the Matrix.
Let's see, our 9 or lower on the trick and a 24 to attack.
Fail to trick. And against the AC, 24 is a hit.
Mm. Oh, that's good. That's 14 yeah. fire damage.
So you got some through there.
Yeah, it's a shame that it didn't hit.
Yeah, that's so much more damage on that.
like 68 more
at this level? Jeez Louise, 68 is a lot. Okay, 14. Got it. That'll take us to Jamfram.
Ooh. All right.
How does it feel to be essentially 1v1-ing this one over here, and then everyone else is fighting the second
Whoa.
One?
Whoa.
It feels...
Whoa. I mean, take offense.
I mean, it feels good when I knock their eyes out. It feels bad when I roll all the sixes in the world. But
all the sixes.
So, but you know what? I'm keeping them tied up. I'm keeping them tied up. Don't worry, guys. I got this one at bay. Woof woof, says the dog, keeping the thing at bay. Let's make two attacks this time. -6 is a big penalty. I'll take a -4. I think. Tyler, do you have any +3s
for the first attack? Yeah.
Okay. Oh, so 33.
Dang.
Didn't need it one bit. Yes.
Truly max damage. Ooh. 42 points of damage.
Watch out. Ooh. Does this count as EAC still? Is it a phase bladen?
No, it's not phase bladen. This is just the Wisp ally, and we have communal bonda.
Okay. Ouch. All right. It is still up, but I think you like chop off like one of its hands as you're doing this. It's very hurt. Crystals shattering on the ground.
Ooh, I'm taking another eye. Give me that eye.
Give me the eye. Yeah, you watch as it's a crystalline eye grows back, and you're like, not today. Natural 19 is also a hit. I don't actually think that's enough to destroy it, though.
Right, let's see. Let's go that. Look and see what the. Let's see. What's my
do that math.
I want the wound. Critical star.
Severe wound.
Yeah. Brain. All right. Yeah, let's brain this dude. Take his brain out now. He can still see without his eyes. Let's get his brain. Let's see him look without his brain. Yeah, why not? Why not? Let's wait. Oh, wait, no. They don't.
I believe we
fortitude, aren't they?
Yeah. I believe we talked about, yes, the eye and the arm are a potential hit because it's a reflex save, but leg,
no bleeding, no.
I would say leg you could, even though it's fortitude. I feel like if any of them, a leg zombies, should be reflex.
If they're zombies, come on, the brain.
Leg just makes sense. Yeah, this is not a zombie as such,
okay. Well, 25 damage, and so...
It is able to be bled, or is that a...
Oh, I don't remember.
No, undead immunities, I believe you cannot be bleeding. Let's double check. Yes, first thing that undead are immune to is bleed damage. So just a good amount of damage, and I will allow the calculator to tell me if that's enough to kill it. It is, actually. Never mind. I had no clue what these two numbers...
I do hit him in the brain.
Yeah, I was about to say... Oh, believe it or not, like three super hits, like back to back is enough to disable this guy. Okay, that will be your turn, and it is on to the monster, the remaining Kaveren. Kaveren. K-A-V-E-A-R-I-N. Hey, Kaveren, right?
Yeah, sure.
That makes sense. I mean, okay. What are your things? Not... that great. It has the ability to absorb a corpse, which I've already done. No one has done the thing which allows it to use a reaction, so I'm not going to do that. But yeah, I think we're just going to crystal shard. We're going to throw some crystals at... I guess I can just roll everybody. Kind of everyone's within range. We're going to go... Yeah, this makes sense. Drew and Escher and Sky, each going to make an attack against you. So multiple attack penalty. Ooh, maybe hit Drew. Drew does a 30 hit KAC. Sorry, you are. I cannot hear you.
I am muted. My KAC is 30.
And Rebecca, 27 does not hit KAC, right?
No, does not.
Okay, then just some damage on Drew is some piercing damage. I would love to critically hit with this attack, but doesn't look like it's in the cards. Tyler enjoyed fighting these guys so much, so I'm going to have to make them come back in some capacity. Let's see. I've rolled on 46, a 1, a 2, a 3, and a 4.
One and a 2 and a 3 and a 4.
Yeah, they're ready to go. This is 20 points of piercing damage, Drew.
I am going to use defensive dispersal. So that's going to go down by, what are we, level 12?
Sounds like 11. You're level 11.
7. Yeah, so that's like 3.
It's blasting crystals in your direction. Your nanite scales, kind of defensive shielding, blocking, like John Wick holding up his jacket. It's so funny when he's like stopping bullets, like Count Dracula holding up his cape, like, yeah. I just saw a trailer for the ballerina. I was like, oh yeah, I forgot he has like a bulletproof jacket. Anyway, that's my turn. Tyler, we're on to you.
In the middle of combat, Praetor has received a very important call from Ezrin Shire, and he's taking that, so I have to spend all three actions listening to Ezrin Shire's requests and trying to help him out.
You don't have three actions? Not yet, boy. Everyone here succeeds at the perception check to see that your phone is like not connected to it.
It's like a cord hanging down out of his pocket.
No action? You have a Wisp ally that's up.
I need to move it. I forgot. Yes, it needs to be moved. Yes.
No, you said all three actions turned talking on the phone. I'm just kidding. Boom. That will take us to Miles in the space truck.
All right. So, yeah, I'm going to turn, scooch up a little bit and turn this bad boy around. And I guess I'll take a shot at my nemesis.
Sure.
Since I can't do anything else this time.
You're tucked into a corner. You're a little corner boy.
I'm a little corner boy.
The 3D dice roller had it be a natural 20.
I saw it.
It's so unfair.
It is. It's only 26. Hey,
it is still a hit for a
good amount of damage. That's nice.
Good amount of damage. And I believe we found out they had no... Oh, no. This one does have some damage reduction because it has absorbed this body. How much? Yes. So it is a little reduced. But, I mean, that one blast of the accelerator rifle did about as much damage as the run over attempt. So, good shot. That will take us back to the top of turn order. I think turn 6, Zilix, Drew.
All right. I kind of want to wait for Shamfrum to get over there, but I'll be... I will just do my part, and I will shoot this thing in its face and body. So we're going to shoot.
Right. I would boost and then shoot it, but it's your character, Drew.
All right.
6 on the dice is going to be a miss. Are you sure you don't want to use that?
I'm glad I got batteries, dog.
Epi reroll. No epi reroll, Drew. Drew, you had all it was yours to steal. You said you had all the things right that were wrong. Deserve this.
The only thing wrong right now is the way that I'm rolling, and I don't trust my rerolls ever. So
all right, then we're on to Escher and Sky. Rebecca.
All right, I'm gonna do the same thing. Hopefully this time the trick goes off.
Yeah, it's been surprisingly poor tricks in this working. Combat.
yeah tell me about it. 13 or lower,
that's a hit, and a trick ahead.
Yay! Hits. It all worked right. That time, so 44.
Flat-footed creature. It is taking all that damage. It is still up, though, as we go to Jamfram, your turn. You're about 10 feet away from this thing.
Oh, I'm doing it. I'm moving in. Since I'm adjacent to it, all ranged attacks get a +1 to it.
You're assuming this thing is going to live through your single sword slash that
cuts its head off or whatever it does. Oh god, it was almost a natural 20.
So close. Only almost. 8 though. So 26?
That is a hit, and it is chopped in half.
Chop, 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 chop. Chop, 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 chop. They call me the closer.
Even with, yes, it's DR10. It had 20 HP, and we are out of combat as these crystals kind of fall to the ground, like fall apart. The body slumps over once more, and they kind of like fizzle out of existence. They like crack and shatter, almost as if, indeed, they are from another realm. Yeah, what do you guys want to do? Are you okay? I forget if I did much damage at all last week. How are your characters feeling after that?
I'm okay.
Think I should probably take a 10.
I think I got whacked pretty good. I could probably use a 10 as well. But now, if we got 10s to spare,
as Rebecca, do you remember what you rolled on medicine check last week before the combat started?
Scroll up.
Yeah, I was about to say, did you actually roll it before we went into the combat? I forget.
I'm not sure if I actually rolled it. I remember saying that I wanted to.
Well, go ahead and roll it now. And I'm sorry, this is going to be a little anticlimactic now, but it'll be funny at the very least if you get it. Yeah, 31. That is enough. You find multiple slash marks across the Lashuntan's chest that makes you think it was killed by a Kaviran. a crystalline creature that does slashing attacks.
Kind of a slashing attack.
Case closed. Yeah.
Right.
I believe you did identify these creatures last week as being these nether realm dwelling creatures, these extra planar creatures known as Kaviran. I think at least one person, I'm pretty sure, rolled them.
We definitely rolled, but I don't know how much we got out of it.
I rolled a 19 on them. I knew everything. I've written dissertations about these creatures.
Negative energy plane, undead crystal creatures. More often than Kavirans, they're known colloquially as cadaver crystals that
there you go.
Pop up from other dimensions, growing on bodies and kind of animating them in our plane of existence. But you do recognize they look very similar to some of these crystals that were growing out and about in the wide valley on the dark side of the moon that you passed getting here.
Infectious crystals.
Yeah. So yeah, if you take a 10-minute rest, you can look over these bodies here. What would you guys like to do next, though, if we fast forward through your 10 minutes of healing?
I mean, keep exploring the ship, right? Where's our nearest point of ingress? Further deep than the cargo hold.
Yeah, I mean, you've got, it's a fairly small transport ship. There's an engine room towards the back of the ship. There is a very large engine room. There is a, galley slash a very small bridge towards the front of the ship. But almost every main hold of the old ATEC Keystone class is cargo holds for the most part. So more than likely, this is a ship that transported cargo to New Galarian, or people, or maybe both. Vice versa, okay. from the inner regions of the universe. So yeah, which direction would you like to go?
I'm assuming that the little red things on my east and west are doors.
Yeah, I mean, so if you go in to the side over here on the west side of this map, basically if you go towards the top of the screen, they'll be going towards the bridge. If you go towards the bottom, they'll be heading back towards the engine room.
If we go to the bridge, would be able, I can't remember what our power situation is. Do we need to go make power so that we can access things on the bridge, or is there enough to where we could access things on the bridge if we just went straight there?
Well, as you step into the hallway, it is like there was a lot of smoke in the aft cargo hold. It's like completely hazed, so you can barely see ahead of you. It seems like there are fires somewhere on the ship that are filling the inner area with acrid metal and plastic kind of smoke.
Breathe that all in. That's the good stuff.
I'm pretty sure you guys have your space suits on. I would recommend it.
Okay, and the source of the fire appears to be coming from...
Make a perception check for me.
I can do that. I perceive the direction of fire. 34.
Not quite. I mean, it's hard to tell where it's billowing from because it's really suffused. It has inundated the inner hallways here. Black, white, blue smoke kind of mingling together inside this area. But you see almost a trail of small handheld fire extinguishers leading back towards the engine room.
All right. My prettier's vote would be to go that way.
Everyone heading with him? Do you guys want to split the party?
Let's go, prettier.
I think all of us should go into different locations on the ship. We should each do solo missions.
We should do that. Not today, but one day we should troll Patrick and just
everybody go in a different direction.
Oh my god.
Sorry, direction. Tyler. I know you want to kill off Pradier so badly. I figured that would be what you would want to do tonight.
I'm headed right into a fire, so I'm hoping I can just...
I would love that so much. Guys could like just take a break when it's not your turn and everyone else is like doing their solo mission and play some Balatro or watch a YouTube video, just kick back, really relax. And then I'm just here playing the entire time, talking even more than I normally do.
I'm just here with, and I'm going to have no voice tomorrow because I'm having to talk.
Right. As you head back, maybe 100 feet or so down the hallways, you pass more doors, double doors that seem to lead to other cargo base, but towards the end here, as the smoke clears a bit, you see two humanoid figures, an android, what looks like a human in spacesuits, each holding a larger fire extinguisher, talking
each
over
fire
comms.
Extinguisher larger than the other.
And they keep pulling out larger and larger fire extinguishers like Bugs and Daffy at each other. No, they are startled as they see you come through the smoke, and they're like, who are
you guys? What are you? Are you the Viridian folks?
They've heard of us.
Well, yes, you just had a rallying of all the colonies, and we went to fight under your banner.
Truly a hootenanny if there ever was one.
Anyway, you missed a few as we just fought them in your cargo bay. Would have been nice to get a little hand, eh?
Oh, we're trying to put out the fire in the engine room. It took us down, and it's threatening to potentially go critical.
Ooh, a real stinker.
Fine.
All right, we got to put out that fire, I guess, right?
We believe there's an oxygen leak from our life support systems that's fueling it, but we don't know where exactly it is. There's just so much fire going on in there. Oh, it's real bad.
It's a fire sale.
My name is Tala, by the way, and this is my android BFF science officer, Mora.
Mora just kind of like dips their head.
Oh my.
But we know who you guys are, so there's no time for introductions. Did you bring your fire extinguishers? Everyone has one right under their inventory.
I mean, of course, but it doesn't seem like the fire extinguishers are helping too much based on the comically oversized ones you guys are using, and not you don't seem to be making much progress.
I mean, if it's pretty intense heat in there, and our spacesuits are not equipped to deal with that level of extreme heat. Do you guys want to take a stab at it?
Question.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's a vacuum outside the ship, right?
It's a light atmosphere, technically, for the moon. It would, you know, if you just open up the porch door, slow the fire's spread. But if it's an oxygen leak that's happening inside the ship, it won't.
It's not going to make any difference.
Yeah, it won't put out the fire.
Well, couldn't we? Well, never mind. I think I see where you're going.
Ish. Now, what do you guys want to do? They have extinguishers here that you can work with. Sorry, I don't have a whole separate map for... Wait, do I have a separate map? I do have a separate map. I lied to you.
You trickster.
I'm a lying liar who lies. There's a whole map over here called Engine Room. Look at that. Boom. But it's not suitably on fire. Let me go ahead and get some fire going on. Talk amongst yourselves.
Well, so Prater has a thermal regulator in his armor.
Pants?
Wow. Well, yeah.
Well, that
the pants are part of the armor, so yes. Yes. So...
You don't not have a thermal regulator in your pants.
Yeah, right. Saying. I didn't install a thermal regulator in just my shirt and socks and helmet.
It's mostly in the pants is what you're saying.
It's yeah, in fact, yeah.
It's a pants-based cooling system. Yeah.
Yeah.
Powered by farts, yes.
I've got the vents open and everything.
What does that do for you, Tyler?
So it allows... It reduces the severity of dangerous temperatures by 2 steps.
Patrick, I have something I would like to talk about. I have a thermal regulator, and I think it reduces the severity of the of temperature.
Finally, someone's got a plan here.
Yeah. Patrick, so, also, I have to say, I have this thing called a thermal regulator,
which we
all know what that does already, so we don't need to rehash that.
I don't think Drew knows what it does.
I don't think Drew knows what it does.
No, when I look at it
I'm
here,
sorry,
it says it reduces
Drew, did you say... Did you say a regular thermulator? What is that?
You're right. You got me. It's a regular thermulator. It does keep my beverage the exact temperature.
I've never heard of this before. Brought to you by Spaceco and Quindar. The regular thermulator. We will not regulate your thermals. We'll thermal your regulates. It is
thermutastic.
We've lost the plot here. Who's running into the fire?
Sounds like all three of us are.
Something called thermal pajamas.
Oh, well, hey, that's a good one.
Not in game, but in real life.
Long johns, if you will.
My toesies are toasties.
Technically, they're for cold, for going into cold places, but they would work, right?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay, hold on. There's
thermal pajamas.
There's actually fire fighting rules here, and I gotta give you guys the adventure.
What we got?
I gotta give you guys the exact adventure that this AP wanted you to have. Yeah, we have to abide by the Culling Shadow written by a one Landon Winkler and allow you some starship firefighting here. So you've got fire extinguishers. As you take a look at this map up here to the north, there are about, oh boy, can I do the math? 35 foot squares, 150 square foot of fire in the room. And it looks like it is coming from a few different locations, some big flare ups over the engine room. Did I have another description of the fire? Yeah, there's more emptied fire extinguishers lying scattered across the ground, but there are occasional big flashes, Star Trek style kind of electrical discharges as sparks and electric arcs kind of move from like the wall to the ground, from the ground up to the ceiling. It looks dangerous as heck in here. It's safe inside the doorway if you do stay there, but if you go in inside, I'm going to tell you. This is the danger zone if you're looking to fight this fire
that you've heard so much about.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So what would you like to do?
I'm taking the highway to the danger zone. Wait a minute. I don't have engineering or anything. Should I have engineering before I go into the danger zone?
What roles are we doing for this? Is it just...
It takes a couple of rounds, it says, to put out a square of fire, a single square of fire. And while you're in there, you might be taking some damage. So it's probably good that you rested up if you needed to. Let's see here. And unless you guys have some other alternative, I guess the AP suggests potential spells or weapons with the extinguish quality. Is there anything else you want to do before you start running in?
I'm gonna grab a fire extinguisher first, but yeah,
Grab away. Mm-hmm.
Patrick, I have a swim speed. Does that help me?
Not at all.
Yeah, I was afraid of that.
If I switched a weapon's damage to cold, would that have any effect on this? I know it's not extinguished.
Great question. It does say specifically here, cold energy from weapons that do not have the extinguish ability or produced by spells are not enough to extinguish fires. But can you make a weapon that has the extinguish?
I have the ability for any of the weapons that I create with my nanites to be able to be a certain other weapon type.
Yes,
but you don't, I can make cold, but it's not going to make a difference.
But not a weapon with specifically extinguish. Is that right? I don't know what weapons have the extinguish ability. Probably, I think there's some grenades that do that. Extinguish grenades, probably, or something like that. Let's see here. Just looking at the cryo spike weapon, an advanced melee weapon that generates blasts of super cooled gas. Cold gas. Would have been nice if you had this advanced weapon for this one encounter. Okay, so everyone's going in there. Do you have a plan for, do you like want to try and tag team some of the fires? Because if two of you focus on one square, it'll be put out in a single turn.
Yeah, I think that would be like smart.
Smarter. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so.
And you said how many actual squares are on fire?
If you take a look around this map, I've put about as many squares on fire as there are burning trash cans, which is what I had from like another purchase, which I find very funny. It's these little circles of yellow fire. So after one turn, that'll be 2.5 fires here extinguished as you guys move in as a unified front. Maybe linking belt loops together, putting hands behind one another.
We look like the little pips on RimWorld when they go and fight fires. We're just like banging into the fire,
yeah, just fighting the fire. Let's see.
Do we need to look for the source? Is the source of the fire the engine itself? Is that where we're trying to get to?
Yeah, I don't think they have discovered so. If you want to assume that, you can make your way that direction.
Yeah, I feel like Patrick after this is going to start throwing out more barrels on fire as we,
Donkey Kong.
Yeah, if we don't take care of the actual source first. So I think maybe we should fight towards what we think is the source if we can find it. And then maybe some of us split off to contain the rest of it while others of us try to take out the main source.
Yeah, we might need to fix the oxygen leak if we're gonna maybe something.
Let's see here. Okay, and at the end of this round, let me roll 20 here. Okay, and there is an explosion immediately.
Hey, that, what do you know?
That rocks you guys as you're putting out the fires here. Can everyone make me a reflex save?
Reflex.
I'm sure everyone's best saved.
Oh no, that's my worst.
Uh-oh.
Oh no.
Oh no. Episode reroll.
Tyler, what you got? Tyler. Oh no, Tyler's.
Oh heavens.
And Tyler's muted himself because he's so ashamed.
It's my worst save, Patrick, and you know this. You know this. You mocked me for it very recently.
So ashamed. What's it like to live in shame like that? Bop, bop, bop. Oh, big fire explosion. 40 points of fire damage? Let me just double check here.
Dealing everyone? Six.
Yes, except Redacted. Redacted's taking half that.
Woohoo! You said how many? 40?
4-0, yeah.
Yowzers.
Thermal regulators don't assist with that at all, dude.
No, but I imagine...
Well, they provide fire resistance, right?
Don't they? No, you're thinking of regular thermulators. Sorry.
But these thermal pajamas did the trick.
We're gonna use defensive dispersal again.
Okay. This does count as, you know, like not an attack, but it is a explosion. I will say this room is extreme heat. I mean, just standing near the fire, it's
a different thing.
Like 190 degrees Fahrenheit. So if you didn't have your space suits on, you would be not melting, but yeah, I mean, it'd be impossible to really work in here. As it stands, after about a minute, those of you without the thermal regulators will take some non-lethal fire damage, but that is 10 rounds. Imagine we're going to turn two and you're just going to keep putting out flames. Do you want to make it towards the engine? Want to carve a path that way?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. Move you forward.
For what it's worth, fires. Asher and Sky are not affected by difficult terrain. I don't know if that applies here.
I don't think this is difficult terrain. There's definitely some detritus and things around, but if you're just fighting the fires that are in front of you, not trying to move through any of the fire here, which I'm guessing you guys don't want to do. I mean, do you want to just run for the engine core?
No.
Okay.
It doesn't seem
then,
like a wise move.
Another, so you've put out 5 fires. Let me roll this D20 percentile dice. Oh, there's another explosion. I rolled a 2, natural 2 on this D20. Everyone make another reflex save. This is going to be the thing, apparently, that absolutely wrecks this party and not the massive fight beforehand. Tyler, rocking a natural 1. We love to see
it. You.
Everyone else looks like they have saved here, except Rebecca has not
rolled yet. Oh, sorry, I haven't rolled.
Rebecca's just
heard a child.
Gonna destroy this. Oh no, Rebecca failed again.
Oh my gosh.
I've on the dice. Okay. Let's see. Even more damage than last time. A 12 on one of these D12. 44 points of damage, so 22 to everyone that has rolled above a 20. Natural 20.
Yikes.
Right, Patrick, do that again now? And I go down, so don't stop.
How you? Well,
I'm into HP damage.
There, I mean, well, first of all, it's fairly low chance that there's an explosion happening.
Is it? Seems like currently we're rocking a 100% guarantee.
Tyler, you have within the capability of your character the ability to just walk out of the room right now. Do you remember the last time in an engine room because of environmental effects?
And let you win this round, Patrick? I don't think so. I don't think so. We're staying in. This is the dream.
How's everyone else feeling?
I mean, it's not great, but I'm still an SP, so.
Just gonna move you forward. Wait,
did you take a half on a success?
Correct, yeah. So you only took 22, Jabert.
Do we take half on a success? Is that what I understood?
Correct.
Yes.
22.
Cool.
All right.
Rebecca, are you far into... Is Asher and Sky far into HP? Like,
I'm 7 points into HP.
All right, you're fine. If you get hit again, let me know.
Alrighty.
I'm okay for now.
I'll heal you.
Unless I can. Third round, if you're keeping steadying the pace, all I have to do is roll a 1, 2, or 3, or 4, and a third explosion rocks this room. What are the odds that I'm rolling?
He's gonna do this. It's gonna be so frustrating.
Poorly. Nope. 10 on the dice. You're fine.
Okay. Thank you.
So at the end of turn 4, you make it to the power core, and I'll just do it one more of these D20 rolls for fun. And you're fine. You've cleared enough fire that you can see indeed, like as you go to put out a fire, there's like just a burst of concentrated oxygen coming from a ruptured pipe here that almost immediately ignites once more as soon as you put it out. So this leak is probably what you're going to need to fix in order to stop this fire from continuing to explode the room. Turn 5 here. You guys can make some engineering checks. You can do this individually. It will take multiple successes. So anyone can roll engineering to try and stop the leak. You know, we're talking about clamping the pipe, you know, moving some levers, some dials.
I mean, as long as anyone can try it.
Yeah, Zilek is going to use intelligent nanites to gain his nanosite level 2 engineering.
I was about to say, Jabert, you can also aid someone.
Oh yeah, right. let me do that.
If you don't have like a big score, so does anybody else want to aid folks?
I'm also going to throw it out there. Mm-hmm. Unity tendril automatically aids, and or vice versa. I will get an automatic aid if if it if you know. So. Ooh,
wiggle me timbers.
Definitely. Definitely a success from Redacted. Would have been critical if we were in Starfinder 2E. Plug for Starfinder 2E. So that's one success. Who wants to roll next?
I will use...
Rebecca, sorry, I missed your engineering check.
Yeah, that I rolled a 26.
That's a fail.
Figured it would be. It was a 5 on the dice.
My theme gives me something called Certainty plus 2 bonus to a skill once per day. So I would like to use that. Does anybody want to assist me or Unity Tendril? The fans love it. The fans love it.
Oh, I think you probably have the best engineering between you and Pradier. Is that right, Tyler?
I'm sorry. I spaced out. What?
Do you have engineering at all?
No. Oh, my gosh. Okay, no, Pradier doesn't know how that stuff works.
It looks like it's up to you, Drew. That no one's taking your tendril. Unless, can you be aided?
I can be aided with the Unity Tendril. It goes both ways. The tendril goes both ways.
Oh, okay, but in the fiction,
aid yourself then.
No. Like, someone else has to aid you, right?
If Drew self tendrils, I'm quitting this podcast.
I can't self tendril. No one can self tendril.
Fine, give me the tendril. I'll tendril you. Fine.
No, Jaffer, you only rolled a standard aid. It's only Tyler's Pradier who can take the tendril at this point. Everyone else has already rolled.
I glue the tendril to Tyler's back.
God damn it. Raider's desperately trying to fight fires.
All of a sudden, Pradier feels like he's grown a tail. All right, you have been unconsentedly aided, Drew.
Well, it requires consent. Otherwise, it doesn't work.
Well, you got Jabert's consent.
Yeah, I think, it's fine. Just roll.
All right, so this will get +2 plus the aid.
Tyler's like, don't look me in the eyes when I'm aiding you. Don't look me in the face and it's fine.
So is this a 34?
Yeah, that's a success. Because of the tendril. Look at you. So that's
you did it, Tyler.
Two successes. So I do have to roll another potential explosion here at the end of this turn. No explosion. Look at you. Look at you guys. So why don't we just start the next turn with Redacted rolling the engineering check first.
Okie dokie.
Does look like you have the best one. And gracious.
Rolling double 18s.
41 on the dice. Yes. It takes you like 30 seconds. Both Tala and Mora are amazed as the Viridian admins burst into the room, extinguishing like a ladder that has been working together for many years, putting out these fires and then very quickly tamping down the leak. There's still some fires in this room. It's still very hot in here, but it looks like for the most part, the major danger, which is the power core going critical because of the fire has been quieted. Tala comes over and examines it and says that it's you know, malfunctioning. It's got major damage to it, but it is not irreversible. It is something that will be able to get repairs done to it. And our, you know, auxiliary thrusters will be able to be at least brought back online. So the ship will be able to fly. And she says, I can give us emergency power to the ship as well. Allow you some minor functions, but I still don't think we'll be able to get on full life support until we're able to flush this toxic smoke out of the ship. That'll take a while. So keep your helmets on if you're staying here. What are you doing here? We didn't think we'd be getting a rescue so soon.
Nice try, spies. We're gonna tell them our secret mission.
You rip off Tala's mask and it's
watch all cruel dance.
Oh no.
Oh, I kind of would have got away with it too.
Yeah.
So stupid.
pretty dumb, but pretty fun.
Pretty nice.
Yeah, I mean, you don't have to tell them anything if you don't want to. You get to, or tell them a fun lie. Make up a fun lie about why they're so important. They deserved a immediate rescue.
New Galarian world. We're rebuilding here on the moon. This is the most important thing we have to do today.
Hey, you've won a contest. Here are your free tickets.
Galarian world knights. Yeah. It's always night in space. Yeah, do you guys want to head to the bridge?
Yeah.
No, I mean, we'll go see what's what. Make sure that the whole ship is safe and in the clear. How these two didn't get murdered by the crystal things while they were fighting the fire, I'll never know.
Well, I mean, that's what I'm saying, guys.
Spies. Can I take a 10-minute rest?
Ditto.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Right. I was almost dead. Mm-hmm. Yep. We need.
Also, not a bad idea.
It's up to you.
Yeah. I'm taking a 10-minute rest.
Let's get a little tanning in here.
I need it. I'm out of SP.
You guys
but guess what? Because of regenerative blood, that gives me HP back too. So I'm back at full.
Oh boy. Look at you. Haven't you done well? Right. So you can just go back out to one of the cargo bays that's not completely filled up with smoke and take a breather. Allow your space suit's core temperature to kind of go down a little bit as you move from 150 degrees to the rest of the ship, which is like 50. I don't know. It's very cold in the rest of the ship. But yeah, as you head up to the bridge, is a very short bridge, not a lot of space given to crew amenities on this big freighter ship. As you open up the door, there is cracked view screens. The equipment here is in disarray as some monitors are tilted, some chairs knocked over. One section of the bulkhead that makes up the front of the ship and the ceiling here has kind of caved in with a large metal plate kind of run across what looks like the captain's chair. And you see a crushed Lashunted man beneath it. Oh. Blood underneath his chair.
That stain's never coming out.
Is this a Demaya or a Karasha Lashunted?
Sadly, Karasha. Yeah. No Demaya's on this ship.
He looks Demaya because he's so short because there's only half of him.
Oh, no.
This is wrong. It's all wrong.
This is wrong. We're so wrong. We're getting everything wrong about Lashunta's.
Well, he's not thinking so good either, so maybe he's the other one. I don't know.
He's a dum-dum.
Look at him. Yeah. Lying down on the job.
Yeah, it looks like he passed away very recently, like 9 minutes ago, just about. Yeah.
Smoking
while
cigarettes.
While we were fighting the fire?
No, no, while you're taking your 10-minute rest, just right at the beginning of it, it seems like such a shame. No, but that is what you see here. What would you guys like to do?
Let's figure out
inspect
him.
The body? Yeah.
Yeah, it does
it
seem
certainly
like...
wasn't the metal that fell on top of him.
No, he's definitely crushed underneath it. This might have happened as the explosions were rocking the ship, maybe as it went down. The rest of the crew perhaps fighting the fires in the engine room, and the captain stayed up here to try and put the ship down by himself. You see a little nameplate right by his chair. It identifies him as Captain Varam, the Golden Key. It's 2 weeks from retirement, and here he is now. It's very sad.
Bummer.
Yeah.
Did it say that he was 2 weeks from retirement on the badge?
For some reason, yeah. It has a little sticker. It looks like
a gold star. It says, good job. Good job on all the stickers.
10 stickers on his badge. It's like 10 weeks till retirement. And it's like a little guy on the sticker with like a coconut drink and a Hawaiian shirt. And it's like 6 weeks from retirement. And he's like kicking back in a hammock.
See you soon, buddy.
Well, that's a shame. I hate to be crass. I mean, you know me. But does he have any loot? Any loot on the old body?
Does he have a key? Or
this is so awkward.
Loot on the body.
Does he have a bunch of purple crystals on him?
He had a happy retirement sticker on him. It looks like he was getting ready to put it on his.
Yeah.
His tag.
It said 1 week left, and it was like on his finger. He was getting ready.
And ironically, he does in his armor have a green force field installed. Didn't seem like he had time. Like his hand is like right next to the button on the belt, but didn't seem like he had time to activate it before he was crushed here by the ship. But it is the armor is destroyed, but the green force field, perfect working order.
Yeah.
If anybody wants a green force field.
It's like that. It's like that. That Alanis Morissette song.
It's like a green force field.
It's like a jagged little pill. It's a
when you're crushed by
a jagged little piece of metal coming from the top of your ship.
That's right.
It's like a power core fire when your ship's already down.
You're already crashed.
Ah, green force field is 80,000 credits. Look at that.
My heavens. We could sell that for a stick of gum.
Yeah. Haven't we done well for us?
8,000 credits, still a lot of money. But a green force field provides, geez Louise, 25 temporary hit points, fast healing 6, and fortification 20%. Is this right? Am I reading this
well,
right?
Well, fast healing, not like fast healing your hit points.
For the temporary.
Shield itself. For the shield itself, yeah.
But yeah, I mean, it seems like something that Jamfram may not want to use, but would be awesome for.
I mean, it is very
two slots, armor upgrade slots. So it is a little restrictive in that sense, but.
So I've got 5 slots. How many am I using? 1, 2, 3, 4. Ah, shoot. Okay. No dice.
Well, seems like you're going to have to take away that thermal regulator. You
need a thermal regulator now.
That's right. I mean, right. I used it once. Is it really going to come up again? Yeah, take that thing out. I'm putting in the green slot.
Yeah.
I'm ready.
Wait, can somebody do that for real, though? Because I can't do it. I can't reach.
You can't reach his belt?
Yeah. It's like right there behind my back. It's just, I can't reach it.
I'll help.
Oh, installing it in yours. I got it.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Nice. Thanks, everybody.
Anything else you want to do here?
Is there anything else on the bridge to look for? Logs, maybe, of what might have caused them to... I mean, it was a battle, so it's not that shocking.
Did the ceiling fall in because it crashed, or was it another cause? Was it already crashed?
It looked like it was part of the crash down, yeah.
Okay, just making sure.
Yeah, if you want to access the Golden Geese computers, there is minimum power. So like maybe about half of them that are not broken have power to them. Anybody that wants to make a computer check to gain access can. Okay. Doesn't look
I'm
like
terribly tonight.
Doesn't look like Asher and Sky is able to crack this nut. Does anybody want to take another console and see if you can gain access?
Yeah.
Redacted. Miles rolling pretty key tonight. You see Redacted pulling out all his sweet mechanic tricks. He's got 3D keyboards that pop up. They have, Redacted has 3D keyboards all over. You can do that thing like a 90s hacker where you're like using multiple keyboards.
Well, that and I'm clearly going to do the Gendo Akari like shiny glasses bit.
But after a few moments, you have access to the ship. The last log, it does seem like it's Captain Verum explaining to his crew that he was able to intercept some information from the Fated Harvest, communications from the surface of the moon here right before the old captain died, from a Draelic ship to the rest of the fleet. Let's see here.
Sorry, they intercepted what ship?
Communications from the Fated Harvest, yes. From the Culling Shadow kind of capital ship.
Okay.
Do. What else here? Yeah, so as you hear it, it does sound like a communication from Watcher Cruel Veth to the starships that in her armada that have retreated, and it's basically exactly what some of the generals back on New Galarion thought, a kind of cat and mouse play to retreat and await the arrival of Misaxenoi for another surprise attack, as they believe that it'll be very distracting once their, you know, godlike figure, whatever this purple ball of light in the sky is, in Misaxenoi comes. So this is information that if you're able to get it back to the rest of the Armada, would be able to get a leg up in the next starship combat, in the next Armada battle.
We should get that to them.
Important information.
Can we use, I don't know, is there a USPS of Starfinder that we can employ here?
What seems like the communications arrays for the Golden Key are destroyed, but it's up to you. If you feel like this is important enough to make it all the way back to the Peridot Peregrine right now, you can do that. If you want to continue on, you are very close to the meeting point that Watcher Kul'Veth gave you at a nearby crater. It's just on the other side of this downed starship.
I do kind of feel like maybe we need to warn our allies, right?
Yeah.
I think that's like the good guy thing, right?
Yeah. So split the party. That's what I'm hearing. One person goes back.
Prater
to the
will
ship.
Go on. Yeah, Prater will continue on, and the rest of you can go return the information. They'll kill Prater as I've intended this entire time. And then
I'm just saying, Redacted's got a whole vehicle. Redacted could probably do this, you know, solo bolo. Just rock out with your rocket out and your walker, and then come right back.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't like how you're saying that. So no.
Oh, it's also totally fine if you all want to go. It's just time is a wasting if you do that.
Yeah, I mean, sure, why not? Let's do it.
If we just ice Kul'Veth for another like five, couple hours, they might their joints might get stiff. They might lose their warm up or whatever.
You never know. They might have more limber time
now.
To,
where are they?
Where are they? They should be here by now. Somebody go check on them.
If they'd been here an hour ago, I'd have been stretched out. All right. We have to do another set of calisthenics, everyone. Gotta stay.
And then we'll catch them while they're all worn out from their sweaty exercise.
We'll bust in on Kul'Veth while they're downward facing dog doing
that. Right. While they're in the showers, we'll be like, ha ha, you idiots. We took slightly longer than you thought. You fools.
Ultimately rude to murk someone while they're in their yoga pose.
Well, that's, you know,
very
that's good.
All's fair in love and war, baby.
This just in, Miles hates yoga.
So what is the plan? What do you guys want to do?
I mean, we can take the vehicle.
Yeah, I mean, you can all go. That's fine. It will be doubling back from what you came, but if you want to do that and head all the way back to the Peregrine, by the time you get the data out in large packets back to New Galarion.
I also have a vehicle that I could take some people forward if we wanted to.
The decision's been made, Drew. The time to speak up was 5 minutes ago when everyone was joking, apparently. But yeah, just like an hour passes to get all the way back there, make sure the data goes out, and then head back past the smoldering remains of the Golden Key and onward towards yonder deep crater. Indeed, as you get to the edge of it, the northeastern side, the lip of this deep crater, you see what looks like dark stone at the bottom of it, run through with veins of purple glass. There's a series of rough ledges, kind of like natural stairs extending to the crater's floor, which falls down over 100 feet. And I think I can just take it to this map to show you what we're dealing with, because at the center of said crater, you see a large glowing kind of purple field and a solitary figure inside. Faint whispers echo between the jagged rocks here coming from its center, somehow carried through the cold near vacuum around you. You guys see this sweet, sweet map.
Yeah, I see the purple crystal and the evil looking dude standing next to it.
Yeah, they're probably not gonna be friends with you.
Yeah.
Probably not gonna be friends.
No. I thought you said probably will be friends.
Probably not. I'm sorry. Probably not, though. Yeah. Probably not. So that is what you see from the lip of the crater goes up maybe like 10, 15 feet or so, but it is a sharp drop down its edge. What would you guys like to do?
Is that Cruelveth? Does that match the Cruelveth?
I pull out the printout of the picture.
I mean, can my walker just walk down there?
It is, there are some very nice kind of natural steps almost in the side of this thing. It is way too thin for the walker to walk down. You could miniaturize it and have it kind of float behind you. Gotcha. But it would be almost an immediate tumble of 100 feet or so to the bottom.
Can I just jetpack down?
Yes, that is always an option.
Zilix is a natural climber and he can just all the way down.
Yeah. I'll do the same thing I did on the ice cliffs and just throw myself off.
Activate my green force field and jump.
Sorry, I'm just going to reiterate. 150 feet, Tyler.
I think the ice cliff was 130. I think we did fine. I can't remember. Or maybe it was only 80.
I don't think it was that much.
I can't remember what I did.
Let's see. Okay. And no, do you want to try and climb down the little side steps, or is there another factor that those of you without jetpacks or climb skills would like to employ?
I have a climbing kit. Can I set up the climbing kit for them?
Whee! Yeah.
That'd be
Please
helpful.
Do.
Yeah, if you guys want to rappel down.
Oh, no, Shepard.
Oh, beans.
Activate my green field. Come on.
Hey, aren't you happy we're in Starfinder 1E? Because a natural one is not a automatic fail. DC 15 for the rope and climbing kit. So look at you. I'm lucky. You know what's funny? I guarantee you're going to do the braid here with an extra one.
Wait, so does the climbing kit give you a bonus?
I think it makes it easier, right?
Set the DC lower, maybe.
Let me just double check. But it's a pretty easy to begin with. You are under low gravity here, so.
So can we just jump?
Yeah. Once again, I mean, you're almost guaranteed to take damage. I mean, if you want to do that, I'm on board for this. Yeah.
I gave you a rope. Please use the rope.
No.
I mean, fine. Yeah. We'll do what Rebecca wants to do.
Fine, Mom.
Well, is it just the athletics that I have to throw?
Correct.
That's not great for me. I might just want to jump.
What's the DC?
15,
I'm not finding, is it a climber's kit?
I'm not sure. I didn't find it either.
Oh, she's making up rules.
I think I remember
I'm making it up.
You having it for the ice climb. So
I do remember it coming up at some point in time. I just don't remember if it did anything.
Yo, no, there's a climbing fusion.
If anybody's going to have some kind of rope, it's going to be Rebecca.
Kitchen rope, if you will.
Kitchen rope, baby. Let's bring out the kitchen rope.
Yeah, I could have sworn you had a...
Did I make this up? Surely not. I know it's a thing in Pathfinder. Maybe I just assumed it was a thing in Starfinder. I don't know.
No, there is a toolkit for climbing, which is called the climbing kit. It's a level one item, so I imagine you use this at some point. Plus 4 bonus to athletics checks when used. So pretty easy roll. I think we're looking for DC. I mean, basically an 11 for those of you, Tyler and Miles, to get down there.
Well, my athletics is a minus 1. So,
well, there you go. You've got to roll a 12, right? Hard 12.
And I don't.
Yeah. Natural.
Should have just jumped.
Praetor watches you attempt and just flings himself over the edge.
That we should probably use.
Yeah, episode re-roll.
Nah, just let him die.
Let's see here. Climb. Bingo bango.
I mean, I can use the episode re-roll, but...
No one took the bait in the fight? No one... You guys were getting, like, literally burnt alive with explosions, and you're like, nah, this is fine. Literally fire around you. You're drinking coffee at a table. That's fine.
Oh, well, I was rolling rocks then. That was then.
I will say, this roll, you are falling if you don't re-roll that. But do you want to wait until Tyler rolls? Maybe he rolls worse.
Oh, I'm just jumping off. No, Praetor sees that, and he just goes.
Tyler, you used the kit.
No. Why? Why waste
it? Because it'll be funnier.
Why waste a...
Okay. Okay, cool. I'm glad I'm going to waste everyone's time.
It's not a one-time use rope.
I'm glad I'm going to waste everyone's
time.
You
passed, Gandalf.
Did it. Fine. All right. Brainier can climb down a rope. Oh, my gosh. It's amazing.
Go ahead.
Go ahead and use a reroll.
All right. Now, Miles, if you fail this when Brainier gets it correct, you're going
to... I am absolutely going to fail this. I'm telling you right now.
Oh, no. Hey. Redacted did so well. Redacted did better than Jamfro.
Dude, there's nothing better than coming to this ultimate climactic fight, only for us to just shimmy down a rope like a bunch of idiots.
This was a bunch of level one goobers.
Just a bunch of absolute, worthless.
I used my finger pads.
This whole thing was a six book epilogue or prologue to like the real champions are coming in.
I would rather be a reddish purple stain in this crater than have to do whatever nonsense I am. Yeah. You know how in Spaceballs how they look when they climb out of the nose? That's what Miles and I look like right now. Just some dweebs hanging off a rope.
Homeboy is definitely snickering at the bottom of this crater here.
Like, absolutely.
Y'all okay?
Yeah.
I can wait.
Because of the low gravity, it really isn't that bad, but I imagine you didn't want to start a potential combat with like a ton of damage on you.
I mean, it's low gravity, so the damage is halved and the average damage is 46, so the average damage we could have taken is 23, and that's not that bad. So
I'll just roll it just for funsies. Yes, it would have been 18 points of fall damage.
Yo, man, I could have saved all that time and just taken 18 points. Are you serious?
I hate to gamify falling damage because it's like it's so unrealistic. But it's like, I don't know, just eat yourself off the cliff, folks.
Feel free to climb back up and jump. But no one's stopping.
Like, for real, it's like you want to hurt us as a team.
No, I'm just saying I would have taken the 18 points.
I'm not talking to you, Miles. I'm talking to Tyler, who's trying to kill his character for months.
Look, I tell you what, Tyler, get in my car's way. I'll finish the job for you.
He will do it. He will do that.
That's true.
Jabert knows.
Space Carmageddon.
Well, anyway, I think Asher and Sky and Zilix are all sitting at the bottom of the cliff saying, like, it's about time y'all showed up.
Yeah. He's been giving us the evil eye,
and I'm not quite comfortable with it.
That's right. I call down to crew, by the way. You just wait. Wait a minute. I'm almost there.
By the way, it takes like 20 minutes for the rest of them to get down.
I mean, to be fair, I wanted to take the expressway down, but I was, once again, I was vetoed in my rather plummetous plan, so... I'm sorry you had to wait.
I'm a little shocked that at level 11, I am the only one who bothered to get a jetpack.
Yeah, you guys are real goofed up.
My armor that I've had has only had like one slot for most of the time, and jetpacks just haven't factored in because I can climb.
And I just forgot.
I just forgot jetpacks existed. I forgot I wasn't playing Pathfinder, sorry.
I want to be a knight so bad that I will say
it would be out of character for Jamfrom to have a jetpack, I think. Right?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
I'll give you a pass. The other two.
It actually makes no sense for Redacted not to have a jetpack.
Yeah. Redacted and a jetpack, he'd use it all the time just to hover at regular people height.
Yeah. I feel like I might have bought one and just forgot about it. I don't care.
As you maybe step forward, I can describe what you see here. There's like a center of darkness at the center of the crater here. And as you move forward, it kind of parts like a curtain. And you see the figure you saw down below, indeed, a gaunt Draelic woman in flowing purple robes. She is flanked by, looks like, two guards who are kind of like on bended knee behind her, maybe hiding behind some rocks. As you get closer, you see them. They see you. They stand up, each carrying a staff-like weapon in heavy armor, and they bow to her, take a step backwards, And let's see here. I'll move it back a little bit more. She is standing in front of what looks like a very large purple crystalline formation. At its center, you see the dark orb that was in her communique that you saw Praetor. She kind of opens up her arms as the purple light from the odd star in the night sky above Galarian's moon shines down on this scene. She looks at you all and says,
"To be continued."
She got us.
We gonna speak with Watcher Krulveth. Maybe you'll watch a little of us, Spear Krulveth. We'll never know. Next week on Cosmic Crit. You guys feel a little goofy tonight. I like it every once in a while. A little goofy. It's so unlike you, which is the weird thing. Yeah, it's just
we're usually very straight-laced and serious about our roles.
Never experienced this before. Yeah.
Super professional.
Yes, indeedy do. That will do it for us. We'll see what there is to see in the crater here next week. But that's going to do it for this week's episode. Thank you guys for playing with me.
Thank you.
Listeners, thanks for listening. And we will catch you on the next episode. So long, everyone. Farewell.
See ya.
Ahoy. Bye. Ahoy.
You've been listening to Cosmic Crit, the Starfinder role-playing game and adventure paths are trademarks of Paizo. All Pathfinder and Starfinder images are property of Paizo and are used with permission.